Winter is more or less over in most of Alaska. And if you like that kind of thing, winter that is, it was pretty decent in much of the state. But climatologist Brian Brettschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment says, don't get used to it. Brettschneider says, normal winter was a sweet spot of cold in a much larger bubble of warm.
Normal is the new below normal. So it felt, a lot of people commented to me, it felt like it was a really cold winter. That, you know, extended cold periods. But it really was just slightly below normal for most of the state. But because of the record warm winters we've experienced the last few years, it really did feel quite a bit colder. So it's much more typical Alaska winter this year.
So really, yeah, normal winter in the biggest cities. But then if you get very far north in the state, it just is bizarre, right? Bizarrely warm.
Yeah. So, you know, part of what's going on in the northern third of the state is the proximity to warm, open water that's typically covered by sea ice. So this year, it took a long time for the winter sea ice to move in on the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas and the Bering Sea. And for that time period, it released a lot of warmth into the atmosphere. And so the entire Arctic ocean basin experienced by far their warmest November through March period on record. And so those areas that were in the closest proximity to the Arctic Ocean also carried that extra warmth through the entire winter season.
So in Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Juneau, did we basically just get lucky with winter?
We really did. If you look at the entire Northern Hemisphere or the entire globe, that period was the second warmest on record. But if you look at the distribution of temperatures, we really were right in a sweet spot of having what felt like a normal winter, where we were kind of surrounded by exceptional warmth. I mean, all of northern Russia, record warm, much of the lower 48, record warm. You know, we were just kind of in one little spot. And our perspective is, you know, it seemed like everything's kind of back to the way it used to be. But that's just our, from our local point of view, it looks that way. But the big picture is it was exceptional warmth is continuing.
It's so depressing. I mean, should we not expect to have good winters like this one in Alaska in the future?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, it's hard to project, you know, even a few months out, much less many years out. But given the increasing baseline temperatures, it stands to reason that winters will be warmer for the foreseeable future. On average, we can still have below normal temperatures. I mean, in January 2012, I believe, was the coldest month on record in Alaska. But that is the exception and not the rule. So you can still have exceptions. This winter, I think, unfortunately, is going to be an exception. And when we look back in a few years, we'll kind of remember fondly that was a really cold winter, even though it turned out to be pretty normal.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate and climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.